So last Sunday, at the end of an incredible weekend, I stopped at the hospital for one quick visit to a child who had to spend Christmas there. But when I went into the room, I looked at the kid, looked at her parents, looked at the kid again, and then I said to the parents, "I don't think you're the family that I came to see." And they looked back at me and they said, "Yeah, we have no idea who you are either." So I asked them a question. Oh, I apologized profusely. And then I asked them a question and I said, "Is her name so-and-so?" And same first name, almost the same age, just not the same person. So then I asked, "Are you Catholic?" And no, they weren't, and they weren't even from Dodge City. But I decided to ask one more question. Not sure if it would be one question too many. Well, speaking of asking too many questions, it's interesting to consider that the whole incident with Herod today in the gospel, getting all worked up and calling in the Magi and ultimately killing all the babies in Bethlehem, it started from the Magi showing up all excited and asking the question, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews?" If they had just kept their mouths shut and followed the star, then no one would have ever known that they were there. But then again, when you're super excited about something, it can be hard to imagine someone who isn't. And wouldn't we rather have Magi who are excited enough to travel across the world and tell anyone, even the wrong anyone, than to have Magi who are lukewarm, who would rather just stay home and play it safe? After all, they were the fulfillment of what we heard in Isaiah. They were radiant. Their hearts were throbbing and overflowing. So I decided to ask one more question. I said, "I'm sorry for the confusion, but is it okay if we pray together before I go? I'm really thinking in my mind, is it okay if we pray together before you call security?" And they said, "Sure, that would be great." And it was great. And they were so excited, and I was excited. And I'm thinking, this is the Feast of the Holy Family, and I'm praying with this family that I've never met. And I'm thinking about our missionary focus at the cathedral for 2021 to 2023. I could have just asked two questions and then left. But just like the wise men, I asked one too many, which was precisely what the Lord wanted me to do. So what if this new year was a year for courage? What if you said, "I'm going to welcome someone this year. I'm going to witness my faith to someone this year, either with my words or with my actions." Now you might say, "Well, Father, you kind of get a free pass to do that sort of thing." Well, believe it or not, not only would I not have asked that question 20 years ago, I probably would not have asked that question 5 years ago. You see, I'm not as different from many of you as you think. I worry about what someone will think. I worry about being rejected. I worry about saying the wrong thing. I worry about hurting someone's feelings. And those things are not completely gone from me. I still worry about those things. I just think I've grown up some. There's a little bit of Alfred Lloyd Tennyson in me. The 19th century English poet who said, "'Tis better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all." Wouldn't you rather invite someone to Mass or invite them to your kid's baptism or confirmation and have them say no than to not invite them at all? I don't know, maybe not. And wouldn't you feel better that you were the one who said good morning to someone and they scowled at you rather than to not have made eye contact at all? Wouldn't you rather offer a hand or a meal to someone and have them refuse than to have not offered it at all? I'm not saying that it's always easy, you know. Do you interrupt the conversation at the restaurant to invite them all to pray before you eat, even though some of them aren't even Catholic? Do you tell your daughter that she and her boyfriend can't stay in the same room when they come home to visit? If you tell them that, they might not come home at all. Do you offer prayers online when someone posts a complaint or a challenge? The wise men didn't need to ask their question either. And they weren't trying to stir up the pot. They just saw the star and they wanted to see the king. So ask God for courage this year. With the person you know best or the person that you don't know at all. Your welcome or your witness may not be an accident after all.